Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
For this week's Fugitive of the Week, let me say very quickly, 225-1632. Ricky, don't lose that number.
I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else.
So you don't want to call nobody else. 225-1632. So doesn't that make sense, Jeff? I mean, he's got his own song, you know?
I think it's perfect. I think Ricky needs to do the right thing and make that phone call.
That's it. That's it, man. Ricky, don't lose that number. Jeff White, U.S. Marshal Service, back for the second time this week. Man, you're in demand.
Yeah, in demand, getting called up from the benches, you know, on strange days, which is fine with me. I'm awake, not minding a phone call. So
you didn't have to do the transport duty, right?
Oh, no. Okay. No, I found out about it after the fact, so yeah. That was good.
Okay, good. Okay. That's good. Was that a plane, train, automobile? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't know.
Okay.
I was out of the loop.
Out of the loop and
not,
okay.
Yeah, it really isn't my purview, so we let the operations supervisor handle that, and I handle the people like Mr. Ricky Allen Davis, Jr., who's wanted as this week's Fugitive of the Week.
Yep. Ricky, and you've got this one underlined, bold, yellow, armed and dangerous, violent tendencies. Not a good sign.
Oh, it definitely isn't a good sign. He's got a couple outstanding warrants. The first one's bail violation on a second-degree assault, hence the violent tendencies, and a parole violation on an original case of armed robbery, which he had done some prison time for and is obviously not abiding by his all the rules and conditions of parole, like reporting, possibly drug use, continued criminal activity, things like that are usually what gets people in trouble, and that's probably not unlike Mr. Davis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two outstanding warrants for strangulation? Assault?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay.
Second-degree assault by strangulation.
Right, so he has some anger issues, I'm sensing.
He definitely does, okay. And I believe the armed robbery was with a knife, so, you know, it's what's next for Mr. Davis? Hopefully,
yeah,
the next thing is, like you said, Ricky don't lose that number. He makes a phone call, turns himself in. Yeah, he can obviously do that at any police department, contact his parole officer and do it that way. But, you know, we're going to be out there looking for him, so it probably will make him a little uncomfortable at the very least, because, you know, we do have a pretty decent track record of finding people, and we're going to continue to do that.
So his last known address was in Franklin, but apparently he's comfortable in Stratford County, which is over by Rochester.
Exactly.
Okay.
The, Rochester and areas north of there, even up into Carroll County. We're looking at Ossipee,
okay.
Down to East Wakefield, Southern Carroll County, Northern Stratford County as well. So, Mr. Davis, good photo. He has really nice hair in the photo. It's been pointed out to me that he's got great hair. He's 24 years old, but has used a slightly different date of birth, making him 34 at one point. But I think he's definitely on the 24, born in 95.
Mm-hmm.
He's 5'8", 140 pounds, has brown eyes and black hair, has tattoos up and down both arms on his shoulders, tattoo on his right forearm as well. And just hoping somebody recognizes him or knows him or can either give him a heads up that, hey, you need to take care of this or give us a call if you don't think he's willing to take care of it himself, and we'll help him take care of that.
There you go, 225-1632, and the case agent is?
Case agent on this is Mr. Colin Wheeler. He is one of our task force officers. He's a special deputy U.S. Marshal. He's from Stratford County and assigned to us full-time, so he works with us day in, day out, looking for fugitives.
That's beautiful.
All right. Now, we chatted on Monday. We talked about capture down en masse, but yep. We did not that we didn't get a chance to talk about because it transpired on Sunday or Monday. Another person who thought that hiding in the closet was going to be, you know,
they'll
nobody's going to look here. Yeah.
People really need to expand their hiding options. You know, we tend to look everywhere. You know, if you've thought of it, chances are we've already thought of it too. You know, everywhere. We found people in closets, refrigerators, dryers, ovens, under beds, in box springs, inside couches, behind couches, under rugs, under blankets.
Yeah.
If you've thought about it, I guarantee we've thought about it and we've seen it and we've found people hiding there. So
it
might feel safer. It might feel comfortable, like, oh my gosh, maybe they won't find me, as a chance you want to take. It's kind of like buying that scratch ticket and scratching it. Maybe you'll win, maybe you won't.
Yeah.
I will say with us, it's the likelihood of winning is very, very, very low.
And then you're going to have that feeling of, okay, now what's my story of why I'm underneath all the sweaters and the sleeping bags in the bottom of the closet?
The dirty clothes.
Why am I under here? I've got to come up with a good reason for it. Yeah, okay.
And not answering the door, pretending you're not there, is probably not a good dodge
also,
either.
Not a good idea.
Yeah,
if you're there, let's take care of this. And, you know, honestly, we've had people come to the door and say, hey, I'm in here with my kids. Can I call somebody and get a babysitter? Sure, we'll walk in with you and make sure everything's safe. Person will make a phone call. The babysitter will show up, and then we'll just take the person. If you act like, you know, you want to be responsible and take care of things, we're going to act that way too, and we're going to allow you a little bit more freedom than we would somebody else that doesn't want to go to jail. So,
right.
Most people realize that the gig's up and I need to take care of this problem, so they want to come out and say, all right, you got me, but here's the problem. I have two kids under the age of two that I need daycare for.
I can't just leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and that's fine. We're accommodating in that way. We're not going to be a jerk and embarrass you in front of these kids. We'll probably sit down with you and play with the kids or talk to the kids, and we'll wait for the babysitter together.
But as long as you are taking the responsibility by saying, listen, we got to take care of my kids, but I'm not taking off. I'm right here. Yep. Let's deal with this.
And that's exactly it. And we pride ourselves on that. If you treat us with respect, we're going to treat you with respect. If you want to hide, we're going to treat you like you're hiding. You're going to get pulled out of wherever you're hiding. You're going to get handcuffed, and you're still going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your choice on how that goes. It can go as easy as, sure, I'm going to walk to the car, we're going to hop in, or you can come kicking and screaming. You know, it's your choice in the end. Same result.
Now, so, you said, you know, I'm not going to be a jerk. Okay, and I respect that. However, if the circumstances present themselves, I don't get a sense that you have a problem stepping into that jerk role.
No, absolutely.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
We're going to do what we need to do, you know, and we're not trying to hurt somebody. We're just trying to take control of the situation, put the person in handcuffs and get them to jail.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of resistance they give is basically what you're going to get back. It, you know, and once it's over, it's over. And we definitely, I know I've used this, you know, before, we pride ourselves in knowing that, okay, that's enough. It's over, you know. They've stopped fighting. It's time to go. All right, let's get in the car. Let's take them to jail. You know, like I said, they're going to go to jail one way or the other.
Right. Yeah.
So why not go happy, smiling, and, you know, joking versus I hate these people, angry at the police. It's everybody else's fault but my own. Take responsibility for your actions and take care of your problems. That's the name of the game. And we're just there to help enforce that.
So if you show up at somebody's apartment, somebody's house, and say, okay, jig's up, let's go, is it too late for them to go, okay, look, I'll turn myself in this afternoon at 1 o'clock. I need to do a couple of things, and we'll work this out, but I promise I'll be there. Is it too late to do that?
It's too late to do that.
It's really
taken the effort to find you and track you down.
Right.
Why would we walk away and say, okay, we'll let you turn yourself in? What happens at 2 o'clock when they don't turn themselves in?
Yeah, they have to search again
and start over. It's a waste of time, manpower, and in the end, money. You know, we don't want to waste time. We want to take care of their issue. And just explain to them. I said, we go now. there's a chance you're going to get bailed out. You know, we're going to put in the good work for you because this isn't the most serious crime of the century. You were very cooperative. If we do it that way, great. If we don't do it that way, then, you know, it obviously we're not going to put in that good work, and the likelihood of getting bail goes right down the drain. So we want people to be cooperative. We want people to turn themselves in. You know, it seems like a lot of the Fugitive of the Weeks have been figuring that out. It's a good thing to turn yourself in
to
take care of these things.
Yeah.
You know, both for us, because it looks good that they've taken care of their warrant, but at the same time, they also realize, I have a much better chance of getting out on bail if I take responsibility for this and turn myself in.
Yep, gotcha. All right.
And when it comes down to sentencing, the judges look at that as well and say, well, I'm glad you came in and you're doing the right thing now, and, you know, let's get this behind you.
Right, because they also see the ones that try to run or the ones that try to just get away with stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of judges, they're very real and they can understand when they're being lied to. You know, I've changed. You know, they hear it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I've changed. I've found God. I've been clean. Well, I haven't been using drugs. I have a job.
That's good.
Well,
that's
unfortunately,
good. That's good.
You took a drug test earlier this morning, and unfortunately, you failed that. So, what else are you telling me that's not true? You know,
right.
So,
wow.
You know, it's definitely people are aware, and they're both on both sides of the law. They're aware of the lies that are being said, and they're also aware of the truths that are being told. So, you know, give yourself a chance and tell the truth and take responsibility for your actions, and it's going to work out much better in the end.
Ricky Davis, folks in Franklin, if you know Ricky, U.S. Marshals is looking for him. Have him do the right thing, 225-1632, Colin Wheeler. It's Colin, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Have him call Colin Wheeler and say, hey, here you guys are looking for me. Let's talk. Great. That's it. And don't go the route that Nicole Ray Brackett did, hiding in the closet. You know, you can't see me. You know, it doesn't end well. So just
because they will see you.
Congratulations on that capture. That's two in a week now.
I know.
So you had the one in Mass,
I'm
and now
it.
This one. So congratulations.
Perfect. And we'll look forward to. We'll just call him next. I mean, Ricky Allen.
There you go.
There we go.
I love it. All right. Stay well, Jeff. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
See ya.
Awesome.
7:46. So Ricky Davis. Ricky Allen Davis Jr.
That's great.
Again, armed and dangerous, violent tendencies.
And I will post that on our website after the show.
Okay, Ricky, do the right thing, man. You can run, but okay, so you're buying what? A few extra days, a few extra weeks. Bad trade off, man.
Yeah,
bad trade off. 225-1632. Call Colin or Jeff White. We'll take a break.
Heading to the farm next.
There you go. I gotta ask that.
The real question.
Dying to ask this question.
The news question.
Yeah, I've been dying to ask this question.
Yeah.
So we will talk to Jess
Right
after this.